and explained to them that sometimes when you put in rice pudding mix, you get macaroni cheese, they would never believe me. They probably just get mad. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? Remember when I kissed your mark that time? I've been thinking about that ever since I said goodbye to you last summer, thinking about it over and over, like a cat watching the rainfall, and wondering, what was that all about? I don't think I can explain it to myself, to tell you the truth. Sometime way in the future, maybe 10 years or 20 years from now, if we have a chance to talk about it, and if I'm more grown up and a lot cleverer than I am now, I might be able to tell you what it meant. Right now, though, I'm sorry to say, I think I just don't have the ability or the brains to put it into the right words. One thing I can tell you honestly, though, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, is that I like you better without the mark on your face. No, wait a minute, that's not fair. You didn't put the mark there on purpose. Maybe I should say that even without your mark, you're good enough for me. Is that it? No, that doesn't explain anything. Here's what I think, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. That mark is maybe going to give you something important, but it also must be robbing you of something, kind of like a trade-off. And if everybody keeps taking stuff from you like that, you're going to be worn away until there's nothing left of you. So, I don't know. I guess what I really want to say is that it wouldn't make any difference to me if you didn't have that thing. Sometimes I think that the reason I'm sitting here making wigs like this every day is because I kissed your mark that time. It's because I did that that I made up my mind to leave that place, to get as far away as I could from you. I know I might be hurting you by saying this, but I think it's true. Still, though, it's because of that that I was finally able to find the place where I belong. So in a sense, I am grateful to you, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. I don't suppose it's much fun to have somebody be, in a sense, grateful to you, though, is it? So now I feel like I've said just about everything I have to say to you, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. I have to get up at 7:30, so maybe I'll be able to sleep 3 hours and a little bit. I hope I can get to sleep right away. Anyhow, I'm going to end this letter here. Goodbye, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. Please say a little prayer so I can get to sleep.
19. The Subterranean Labyrinth. Cinnamon's Two Doors.
There's a computer in that house, isn't there, Mr. Okada? I don't know who's using it, though,
said Ushikawa. It was 9 o'clock at night, and I was sitting at the kitchen table with the phone to my ear. There is, I said, and left it at that. Ushikawa made a sniffling sound.
I know that much from my usual snooping,
he said.
Of course, I'm not saying anything one way or another about the fact that you've got a computer there. Nowadays, anybody doing any kind of brain work has to have a computer. There's nothing weird about it. To cut a long story short, though, the idea hit me that it might be good if I could contact you through the computer. So I looked into it. But damn, it's a hell of a lot more complicated than I imagined. Just calling up on an ordinary phone line wouldn't make the connection. Plus, you need a special password for access. No password and the door doesn't budge. That did it for me.
I kept silent.
Now, don't get me wrong, Mr. Okada. I'm not trying to crawl inside your computer and fool around in there. I don't have anything like that in mind. With all the security you've got in place, I couldn't pull data out even if I wanted to. No, that was never an issue. All I have in mind is trying to set up a conversation between you and Miss Kumiko. I promised you I'd do that, remember? That I'd do what I could to help you and her talk to each other directly. It's been a long time since you left your house, and it's a bad idea to leave things hanging like this. The way it stands now, your life is probably just going to get weirder and weirder. It's always best for people to talk to each other face to face, to open themselves up. Otherwise, misunderstandings are bound to arise, and misunderstandings make people unhappy. Anyhow, that's how I tried to appeal to Miss Kumiko. I did everything I could, but I just couldn't get her to agree. She insisted that she wouldn't talk to you directly, not even on the phone, since a face-to-face meeting was out of the question. Not even on the phone! I was ready to give up. I tried every trick in the book, but her mind was made up, like...